report. Was out of practice today with Brandon Stokely. He has flu. Limited practice today were Justin Bannon, calf, and Blatnick, ankle, defensive end. Any questions?
How'd the first day go?
Very well. Our tempo was good. You know, we operated on a play number more so than a time period, and we were about 6 minutes ahead of schedule. So, you know, I think that's the advantage of having the OTAs and the off-season program. You know, guys are a little bit more acclimated to the tempo and the scheme.
Have you ever experienced the first day of training camp like this with all the hoopla and all the hype?
Yeah, I think, you know, I can't speak for all the other 31 teams and who's in, who's out. But, you know, that first day, I think your fans are always excited. I think our fans are unique because, you know, they do love this team. So, you know, I think it was evident that they're pretty enthusiastic about it.
Their energy must help then on the field.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, anytime you're a performer and, you know, whether it's sport or any kind of entertainment, you know, the crowd gets you going.
Chemistry between Peyton and the receivers continuing to grow.
I think, you know, I think he's just continuing to build that. You know, we're a work in progress, but he's done a fantastic job, and, you know, compliment the whole team on that.
What you saw to him today, is that about what you expected?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been doing this. We took a month off, but we've been doing this most of the offseason. So, you know, I think he's done outstanding. You know, he'll continue to improve just like everybody else on our football team. And, you know, that's the secret of this thing.
How much more valuable was it having the offseason versus not having it last year with the lockout?
Well, obviously, you know, it's like anything else. The more you do it, the better you get, whether it's your job or their job. And, you know, I think obviously that helps quite a bit.
John, you said yesterday, first day of camp kind of feels like opening day. Still feel that way too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, crowds here. You know, our practices in the off seasons are closed. You know, so it's exciting. It's different, and it's kind of why you play the game.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Yeah. You know, I slept good. This is not my first rodeo.
Still a couple weeks away, but have you guys thought at all about what Peyton will be able to do in the preseason games?
You know, I think we've obviously discussed it. We'll discuss it more moving forward, as we will with every position, you know, play time, you know, treat each game a little bit differently. So we still have a lot of work to do before that.
Is there similar leadership between Tebow and Manning that you noticed so far?
Say again?
The leadership between Tebow and Manning.
You know, I mean, I can't comment too much. Tim did an excellent job for the Denver Broncos. I think he brought great leadership, toughness, competitiveness. You know, I think Peyton brings all those same things. And, you know, he's getting more accustomed to what we're doing now. And, you know, like any relationship, you get to know people better and better as we go. So, you know, I think they're both outstanding.
Coach, you said yesterday that Peyton was getting better and better physically as mm-hmm. the summer went on. Is there any concern moving into the season about his durability?
No, not, you know, well, you worry about all players. You know, every time you go between those lines, you're at risk. So, you know, in answer to your question, I worry about all of them, but not because of any past injury.
John, you've talked about how Peyton is a guy that raises all boats. Mm-hmm. Has that tangible effect been evident both offensively and defensively, even like in the offseason work?
Well, without a doubt. You know, I mean, when you – part of learning a profession or getting better or mastering or improving in a profession is, you know, watching guys that have done it very well and done it great. And, you know, you put guys back there, you know, Brian Dawkins was with us a year ago, Champ Bailey's still there, you know, a guy like Peyton Manning, and what they've accomplished, whether it's MVPs, you know, great numbers of Pro Bowls, you know, those are great examples to watch and learn, and our players have done that.
Are you looking forward to 3 more weeks of questions about Peyton Manning and his neck?
you know, kind of get ready for just about anything.